felony.
Welcome to Bear Attack.
Oh, are we on?
We're Factual. On.
Oh, we're on?
Hacker.
Where's the intro?
Nate's best is,
yeah. Yeah, we actually...
Oh, yeah, this...
All right, here we go.
Gary Bear gets to see how the sausage is made.
How the fudge is packed.
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
How the Walter swims.
Jeez.
How the cock is stroked.
This is...
Whale. Oh my god, I can't believe you went there.
You know there's a place in England called Cockney?
I have to go leave the room now.
No.
He All said, right. How the cock gets stroked, that means I gotta leave the room.
Let's,
I don't want to see it.
Let's start from the beginning. Back to Bigfoot. Welcome to Bear Attack. Always crap free. USD organic.
Range free.
Choice.
Choice.
USDA choice podcast.
Is it Wagyu?
This is the end of the year podcast.
2022
recap. Best of 2022. It may be worse of 2022 if we're feeling that way.
Mediocre of 2022. Let's take the middle road. No controversy here.
A centrist.
Was the majority of this year.
I am Blitz Bear. Anyway, this is Polar Bear.
This is how the sausage.
Anyway, I got rough real quick.
Hey. Anyway, this is my other co-host, Polar Bear.
Oh, man. The man who helped the waveforms peak there, that was Red Panda, frequent flyer, guest of the podcast.
Mile High Club?
Not quite yet. We'll get there.
Haven't done that quite yet.
And that was his brother, Panda Bear, the second Sam, or the first Sam, depending on who you ask.
Still in probation for this podcast.
I'm second Sam. He's older.
Oh, second Sam. Panda Bear.
He came first.
Panda Bear.
Thing one emotions. And thing two.
I think your dad actually came first.
And second time winner of the podcast, and by winner I mean guest, Gare Bear.
Yours did then? Because you're older.
Who wishes his nickname was Grizzly.
No, hello. His dad kind of just saw big fucking.
We're having our...
If I had alcohol,
we're having our Christmas party now.
Yeah, Merry... Well, I can't say Merry Christmas because this comes out in January, so
Happy
sorry.
Holidays.
Belated! Christmas, merry holiday, whatever the
merry
fuck.
Merry 1 month after Christmas.
Happy holidays, happy new year, wherever you're at it right now, whatever you're doing.
What are your Easter plans?
Yeah, what are your Easter plans? What are your Valentine's Day plans?
Happy Hanukkah. But if
how was your New Year's Eve that you haven't had yet?
Tis the season that happened many days ago.
Hey, I think that Phallus Festival in Japan's in January.
You know what? Happy January. That. Just happy January, everybody. Yep.
What are we talking about here?
No one knows, right. Man. We went on a whole train of thought, and I thought
the best of 2022. We can talk about whatever we want. Try to get through your lists quick, boys. You know what, guys? Let's start with TV shows, because I don't have a lot to say about that.
Oh.
Did anyone watch TV in 2022?
Not yes.
Just my usual terrible. Just my usual
live
garbage.
TV. I watch streaming services.
You know what? It's not out yet, but my favorite TV show of 2022 is going to be Letterkenny. Shoresy and Letterkenny.
I don't know. I heard Wednesday's really good.
Is there episodes that come out before the new year?
The 26th.
Okay. Wow. Really squeaking in there.
So they're out.
I think if I had to pick a show, I'd pick The Rookie as my number one. It's a pretty good show. It's about... older fellow.
I'm secretly a 75-year-old white man. NCIS is my shit.
There you go.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
You know what? Wednesday was really good.
I haven't watched it yet. Don't spoil it for me.
Nah, you know,
she's part of a family of weirdos that goes to school at a school of weirdos.
And it's all weird because
speaking
it's
of another speaking of another Netflix show that was really good, season two of, okay, this is going to sound really gay, but Fate and Wink Saga is really good.
The Wink Saga?
I haven't started it yet, but I did finish season one, and I really enjoyed it.
It's like
it's like
magical song.
So it was a girl's toy. They were like fairies.
Whoa.
Like,
don't talk about the toys.
Fairies
talk about the show.
With wings,
talk
or about like toys, fairies with
no, it's like, think of like adult Harry Potter.
Yeah. I believe that's just called Harry Potter.
I don't like the words adult Harry Potter toys or wink said in the same context.
It's more like wizards. They're wizards.
They're
all wizards, but they're women. And there's men.
Stop it, Ron.
Women are allowed
Stop.
To be wizards. It's 2022.
Exactly.
Spoiler, there are witches in season two.
But you just said they're fairies. Isn't that like diametrically opposed?
Stop, Ron.
No.
Did anyone see the newest season of Cobra Kai that came out?
That was good, too.
Because that is in my top shows of 2022.
Did watch it. I can't get past the kid falling off the thing and almost dying or dying.
He was fine.
You got to get past that because he survives and he walks again.
He walks. He
zero consequence.
Spoiler alert. He walks again.
Put it this way. He's in a mosh pit and he gets out of the wheelchair and he walks.
Sad story.
Well, thank goodness he lived because I was stuck on the did he live.
That's the power of D. Snyder. Okay, strikes again.
Also another popular opinion.
It was Twisted Sister, wasn't it?
It was D. Snyder, yeah.
I think another unpopular opinion that I probably hear is I also really enjoyed Rings of Power.
I did too!
I thought I would put that in my top shows of 2022.
I thought it was the best of the bottom.
See, I personally
this whole year has been the bottom.
It, yeah.
Rings of Power was the shows because I watched
especially the final couple episodes. The first few, you had to like.
I don't trust your opinions on movies anymore. Damn. Except for the ones that agree with
me. We're talking about shows, not movies.
Okay, so I was like down on Rings of Power and wasn't going to watch it because everybody's like, it's terrible, it sucks. And then I read most of the reviews and it's like, a dwarf can't be black. And I was like, whoa.
Okay.
Well,
that seems like strong casting.
If you jump in the volcano, it'd be black.
Biologically, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I don't care about that. I'm here for the storytelling, and I thought it was well done.
You know what's funny is the biggest gripe I heard of the show was that the female dwarves didn't have beards. And I'm like, who cares?
You are not listening to the gripes.
That's because I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of the world it takes place.
Moving over to Hulu, I have two shows
on
there.
Who watches Hulu?
I hate it.
I do.
Me too.
I also watch hockey on Hulu.
Yeah. Go Coyotes.
I like Hulu.
I have ESPN Plus.
I guess.
Oh, that's right.
I watch Family Guy on Hulu. That's it.
So, speaking of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane has another show on Hulu called The Orville.
I knew it!
Orville's good.
Fucking incredible.
Orville totally gives me like
Trekkies can go suck themselves off, but The Orville is great.
And yet you don't like Rick and Morty.
I need to smoke a lot of weed to like watch Rick and Morty. Hey.
I like clips of Rick and Morty, but I hate how everybody stutters, and I just can't do that.
That's my favorite part about Rick and Morty.
Morty.
If it was the drunk grandpa Morty who stuttered, I'd be okay with it. But every character that's not Summer, Jerry, or Beth stutters.
Yeah,
and it drives me up a wall.
The only time I ever watched that show in a long period of time was the last line of a smoke weed.
And sometimes
that's it made sense.
Best way to watch shows, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, that there was a new season of Riverdale, and it was awesome.
Riverdale's still making
another Hulu absolutely. Show. Only murderers in the building.
I have a show.
I haven't actually
so good.
What's your show, Nate?
Stranger Things season 4.
Yep, that was on my top. That's in my top.
No, they're on 5.
No, they're on 4.
No, 5's going to be 2 parts as well, like season 4 was. And then it'll be the final season.
And it was, yeah, it was great. It was great entertainment, as Stranger Things always is. I was really, after season 3, I was really like, oh, like when you bring in the Russians, I feel like that's when things start to die. And I was like, there's no way it's going to be good anymore. And I was wrong. So, good on you.
You know, another show of 2022 that was really good? The Terminalist.
That was my number one.
I didn't see it.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what it's about.
Daddy Lord Star Pratt. Chris's.
What?
Are those even words that go together?
But they have
our Lord and Savior, Daddy Star Lord Chris Pratt.
The message
is that. Oh.
Respect.
You mean he was in that shitty Jurassic Park movie that nobody wants to talk about?
Okay, that was pretty bad. I did see another movie in 2022. Yeah, when we get to movies, we can throw that in the list of duds. That was bad.
That's good.
Matt and Morbius.
I haven't seen any movies this year.
I heard it was real bad.
It's
Morbius.
I didn't see Wakanda Forever either. I heard that was decent, though.
That is pretty good. First, and it was a very serious.
Did they push the feminist agenda like I thought they would?
The what?
The feminist agenda?
I don't know.
Was it as bad as Captain Marvel?
Does feminists have agendas? I figured everybody would just use their iPhones.
Did anyone see The Sandman? Because I thought that was pretty good.
I didn't.
It's on my list on Netflix. It wasn't me.
What is The Sandman?
So it's a Neil Gaiman comic book. It supposedly takes place in the DC world. I have no idea how. But The Sandman is a very good show. Very good quality show.
I'm going to throw this out there.
I had to do this, but I'm meaning to watch.
2023 is going to be a much better year for movies.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, I have a few
Deadpool 3!
Yes, I have a few shows that are coming out in 2023, along with movies that I think will be
Fast and Furious Quadruple 9 or whatever the fuck they're on.
That's not going to be good. That's going to be the same thing they've done for the past.
Ant-Man and the
Wasp. That's why I'm going to see it. It's like comfort food. That's what I want every time.
Ant-Man's finally going to fly up Thanos' butt.
I just have my gripes with Fast Furious because they went from, you know, street racing and doing small stuff to now they're like super agent spies jumping out of space in cars.
It's all about family.
And that's what I want.
Number one line is family. Every movie has to include family. I'm like,
Do we want to switch to movies with that?
Yeah, let's
do it. I will say one more thing about shows.
Oh my gosh, there was actually a lot of movies I liked this year. I've talked a lot of smack for not being sure.
So, the Terminalist, Navy SEAL goes on a revenge mission when his family's killed. It's great. I feel like there was one more show. What was it? Kevin, help me. I'm just kidding.
He needs help.
I think
No, there was one. What was it? There was one more show.
Was it starring Chris Pratt?
It'll come back to me. No, it wasn't starring Chris Pratt.
Although he loves Chris Pratt. Did anybody watch Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special? That was hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
I love Chris Pratt.
They kidnapped Kevin Bacon.
I heard it was good.
Bit spoilers, Sam, for who hasn't seen it.
Wow, thanks.
The Boys.
Now I can't wait to watch The Boys.
You enjoyed The Boys.
Did The Boys come out this year?
The Boys came out this year.
The Boys came out this year. It's good.
I hope that The Boys ends soon.
It's over the top. It needs a story.
It's kind of... I'm ready for it to ramp down. But...
No, only up.
No. No more.
It's better up.
Moss.
But yeah, I did enjoy The Boys.
It's the Taco Bell of shows. Liv Moss.
It's just trying too hard to be edgy now.
Edgelords.
Yeah. Anyone watch House of the Dragon?
No.
Nobody cares.
I got their wine.
Game of Thrones. their wine?
I just don't like Game of Thrones, but I love dragons. So it had the bottle had dragons on it. So I got it.
I do gotta say.
Have you drank it?
I did like Top Gun Maverick.
That we're talking about shows.
We're not talking about movies.
Sorry, I said, do we want to transition? But there was one more show
Nate, do you?
Yeah, let's transition.
I'm ready.
Movies. To the movies.
Movies.
All right, are we all going to give our top?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Can I do my top last? Because you guys are going to make fun of me for
it's fine.
No, we're going to go in order.
The only movie I've actually seen this year, Top Gun Maverick, my top pick.
I'm keeping a list of all the bad recommendations Sam's given me. I just like to bring Noelle up one more time.
Love it.
Noelle?
So good.
For a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that came out in like 2019.
Yeah, right? He loves to hate on it. I love
keeping
it.
Why? Anna Kendrick is so cute.
Yes!
Anna Kendrick
can And she's redhead. Don't you have like a thing?
I do. I love Anna
Kendrick. It's because she doesn't have a
You got a thing for your
As far as we know.
I love Anna Kendrick, but anyway, I'm keeping score of the bad ones, so.
Oh, dude, you're way behind then. I've given you a lot of bad movies.
I can only remember that. And I need to see one of the ones before I really say that it's bad, but. Anyway. How do we want to do this? Do we want to do, like, top three and just go around and say our three?
We should all go around and say our top three.
Okay. Do we want to do the full top three per person, or do we want to go three around?
I say we
can
do your top three so that we can make fun of you all at once.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. We can change it up for albums or whatever.
All right.
How about Blitz Bear?
Go first. Okay, I'll start. And then we'll go counterclockwise so he can finish.
Thank God. He said it correctly.
Finally. You know, nice guys always finish last.
Yeah. Except for...
Thank God.
Or sometimes not at all.
You know what that means? That's true. That hurt.
And that's why girls love guys that get their ED fills from hymns.
I was going to say, that just means the rest of us finish early.
Number three, Bronze Medal, Spirited, starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. It was very good. It's Charles Dickens'
Christmas
Carol.
Christmas movie, yeah.
But like it's like the Santa Claus meets Christmas Carol, and it was very
meets
fun.
Deadpool
meets well
clean Deadpool.
Yeah, because it's Ryan Reynolds. And that was my number three. Number two, one very a bunch of bad movies that are very near and dear to my heart, and I love them. The Predator series, Hulu's Prey.
Yes,
excellent movie. Highly recommend it. Few minor gripes. I wish that they had just done the whole thing in Comanche or English instead of switching between the two. Because what they did is they established that the Indians sometimes speak Comanche, but most of the time speak English. Which makes no sense, but anyway. And then number one, the greatest movie of all time, dare I say so far, the decade, Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah!
And there's not much more to say about it than that. It was great. And I don't even... I've always thought Top Gun was overrated, so I was not excited when they announced the sequel, and then I saw it, and it's just one of the greatest.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's very good.
I thought you went to go see it.
Nope.
Oh. Highly recommended.
I came out right after I smashed my ankle to pieces.
It's okay. I saw it legally, so...
Oh, all right. Well, so mine's very similar to Blitz Bears. My third one is Spirited, even though it just came out, but it made the list of the top three because of just how enjoyable it was. Definitely an instant Christmas classic for me.
Nice.
Number two is where it switches up for me is The Batman.
Yes.
I was very drastically surprised by that movie.
I enjoyed it.
I went and actually saw that twice in theaters, and I normally don't go and see movies twice in theaters, but I went and saw this one twice. And I was thoroughly impressed with it. Watching it a second time, you notice a lot of different things, which I thought was really good about it. I'm very hesitant of them continuing it, because I personally think they need to just leave the Joker dead with the Dark Knight series.
Yeah.
And supposedly there's rumors of him going to be in the new Batman's coming up, and I really hope not.
Who's going to play him? Willem Dafoe? We're running out of weird
Have you
actors.
Seen the cutscene that's on, the deleted scene that's on YouTube of the Joker? Yeah, he looks like he has, like...
Wasn't he in the theatrical release for a little bit?
No, it was only on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And then number one is 10 out of 10, Top Gun Maverick. That is a movie I can't wait to see again. Since this is coming out after Christmas, I did get my girlfriend the movie because that's her all-time favorite movie.
Nice.
So I got it for her on hard copy, and I plan on watching it again.
My guy.
A perfect sequel.
Yes.
It does
a perfect sequel.
Does everything right for me.
I want to say two things about The Batman. One bad thing and one good thing.
You have to say two good things and one bad thing.
Actually. Two good things and one bad thing?
You say two
I can do that.
You say good, bad, good.
Okay. A good thing. The movie was so good, it made going and getting the Bat Pizza at Little Caesars just an experience. And I don't really like Little Caesars. So that's how good it was. The second, the bad thing is Catwoman or whatever. What's the DC one called? Because there's... The Marvel
it's
one
Catwoman.
And the DC
it's
one.
It's Catwoman.
Are they both Catwoman?
No.
Black Cat. That's the Spider-Man.
That's the Marvel one.
Yeah. Catwoman, she leaves the fridge open for so long. and a good thing, the Batmobile was... The engine
so
noise was so
sick.
Good.
So, I just love the Riddler, to be honest with you. They did such a good job with him.
Yeah, they did.
I love the angle they took with the Bruce Wayne character where he's mentally unstable. That was the first time that's ever been done in live action.
My Chemical
yeah,
Bruce Wayne.
I was like, it was very dark.
I was like, Robert Pattinson, are you fucking kidding me?
And then
Mr. Cedric Diggory
awesome.
Baltimore poked me with his wand and I died, but...
It was the killing curse. It's in the name of the... Never mind, I don't want to get into this with
you. No, I'm a Potter whore, don't start this
with me. I don't want to get into this with you. Then you should know! Shame.
Terrible character.
Shame on you.
Terrible character.
Shame.
I'm with Polar Bear.
Say your top three or I'll fight you right here.
Okay, being a Potter whore...
I would pay for this.
Fantastic Beasts, Secret Dumbledore is my three. It got
nice.
A lot of shit. I didn't think it was as bad as it got, but... I didn't see a lot of freaking movies.
Yeah. Me neither.
Turns out, I really did.
That was my issue. I have three.
I thought they were all from 21. Turns out all these movies I saw, 22.
No. Batman is my number two.
Comfortable.
Fair.
And good. My number one is The Lost City.
Yeah!
I need to see that movie.
So
I still have not seen that movie.
It is funny. Hilarious. Daniel Radcliffe is the villain.
I need to see water.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to see this movie.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
He is the most funny,
like...
Because he's so adorable, like, and he plays a villain, and he, like, stays adorable.
I love watching people, like, normally okay. villain people
I'm
play good guys, or normally,
I want him.
I missed a good joke, I feel like.
I do have a couple duds that were really bad.
Yeah, we'll get to duds after Kevin and Sam go.
I gotta say, this is really hard, because I don't really watch movies anymore. I watch a lot more shows and anime. But for my number one, I picked a movie called Jujutsu Kaisen, which is an anime movie. So my number two is Top Gun Maverick.
Nice.
And then my number three is the Guardians of the Galaxy X-Men special, which I just recently saw. Which
that was
good. Really
good.
I've heard
would
it's
you
good.
Call that a movie, though? It's like a TV show.
It's like an episode.
It's
yeah.
like an episode, but it's not like a series, so I just consider
it. Is it at least 45 minutes?
44.
It's 40, like, two.
Oof.
That's a TV episode now.
Nah.
No counting it.
So, okay, that's all I've seen for anything that's related to movies this year.
Oh, yeah, that really... The Lost City really released with no fanfare. I saw the poster, and I was like, oh, Sandra Bullock.
And it was hilarious.
It is so good.
Don't sleep on it.
All right, Montana, what do you got?
All right, so, like I said, it turns out I saw a lot of movies this year. And my number three is Don't Worry, Darling. With, gosh, what's her name?
Exactly.
Florence Pugh.
No.
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. No. Yeah, well, Olivia Wilde's in it. She also directs it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was thinking of Florence Pugh and Harry Styles and Chris Pine. It's a good cast.
Maybe.
Wow.
Good twist.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Good twist.
Where'd you watch it?
The theaters.
Oh.
My opinion of this movie's been tainted by reviews. I will see it to give an honest assessment.
I thought it was a really good movie with a good, like, M. Night Shyamalan style twist.
Oh, God.
Better than M. Night Shyamalan would do.
The worst. He ruined the best animated series ever. I will forever hate that man.
You know, early in his career, you could say he was a genius. And then it was like towards the middle.
And he just kept doing it.
You could say, oh, is he a genius or is he stupid? Now I think he's made enough movies.
I would rather watch a Tarantino marathon than watch a movie that guy directs.
Okay, so M. Night Shyamalan, like, has a twist, but then you're just like, it was there the whole time. This twist is like, you could spin off, there's a whole story that could be spun off of just the twist.
I had
Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this.
I highly recommend it. If you don't like it.
But it has Harry Styles in it.
He does great in it.
Ugh.
And he's part of the twist that you don't see coming. And it's important.
Maybe the real M. Night Shyamalan was the friends we made along the way.
If the real M. Night Shyamalan is the twist we made along the way. My number two is Bullet Train.
I'm very interested in seeing it.
It's like watching a 90s anime with real life people.
I'm very interested.
And I feel like good background information, you need to go watch a couple episodes of Thomas the Tank Engine before you see Bullet Train. That's not a joke. I don't know why you're laughing.
That's funny. I bought my...
You laugh, but it's very true.
I bought my nephew the original box set of Thomas the
Tank Engine. I'm so excited.
You need to review a little bit of Thomas the Tank Engine before you watch Bullet Train.
Books. Oh, man.
It'll make it so much funnier.
I want to see it so much more now.
It is definitely worth watching.
Wait, is Sir Topham Hatt in it?
No, not like that. It's... way funnier than that, actually.
Yeah, you just need to just watch it. Quit asking questions.
Okay. Yeah, ask less. Am I number one?
I'm on.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yay! Good year for Top Gun Maverick.
Such a good.
You know who it was not a good year for? Marvel.
Yeah.
No.
They had two really big duds and a semi decent movie that I haven't seen yet. So.
Wait, I have an honorable mention too.
Oh, go for it.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh my gosh.
And I actually changed my number.
I totally forgot to go see it, and I was so excited for it.
It is, if you are Nicolas Cage, if you are into like movie making,
all those things.
If you just like good, plain, silly, funny movies that don't take themselves too seriously, that's the movie for you.
Oh, it looks so good.
I think filmmakers will think it's the most funny.
I will actually change my number three from Guardians of the Galaxy Express to The Adam Project. I don't know if anyone ever else saw that.
You saw that.
That was in my top 10 movies, for sure.
Good.
That's a really good
movie. Give me a synopsis.
Ryan Reynolds.
It's with Ryan Reynolds, kind of like a future of the Earth.
He bought a soccer team, too.
His grown up self comes back in time, essentially. And
oh, yeah! Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, good movie.
Okay, I'm in.
For a Netflix original,
yeah.
Good movie.
Let's talk duds.
So, Marvel.
Marvel.
Love and Thunder and Multiverse of Madness. Garbage.
I don't even watch Marvel movies anymore, and I know that they are.
I heard Wakanda Forever is promising.
I didn't hate Love and Thunder. Like, it was.
I don't want the woke
movie, but it wasn't anywhere near what I was expecting from a Thor movie.
I will say Love and Thunder. I saw both Love and Thunder and Multiverse. Multiverse was crazy dark.
Yeah.
And
I didn't.
I don't hate it.
I just turned it off.
I don't hate it for that. It just. I don't know. I'm a little fatigued from the superhero stuff, I guess.
They were so bad, they almost made that DC movie Black Adam with The Rock look good.
Dude, yeah. I got to the part where Jim is a superhero and I just turned it off.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. Love and Thunder, it was so panned that when I did finally see it, I didn't... I mean, Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman are just so great that they can really polish a turd, I feel like. I will say, and I like Taika Waititi a lot, I hope he never touches another franchise again. He is a great one-off movie director, and but his concept of like canon and lore is horrendous, and I don't want him touching it. He offered Natalie Portman a role in Star Wars while they were shooting Love and Thunder. That's how out to lunch this guy is.
Did she say thanks, but I don't think we can?
Yeah.
The entire prequel series.
She said, I played Padme. And he said, oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that'd be a loophole and a half in Star Wars.
You know, I would say my biggest dud of 2022 is Morbius. Probably because it was talked up for like 4 years, including COVID.
I'm changing my number one. Morbius. It's Morbius.
And it was literally the worst movie.
Isn't that also a Marvel movie?
Asked for.
Yeah. Well, so
well, it's not by the MCU.
Sony Marvel.
But it's Sony, and it was supposed to be like one of the most badass dark movies around. And it was
it looked
totally not worth it at all.
No.
It was so calm. And then they got the vulture from Homecoming
to show up, and it didn't even make sense.
It made literally no sense whatsoever.
The time lapse and everything made no sense whatsoever.
It seems like when you watch these new Marvel and DC, since they've gotten bit past these big arcs that they were doing, now they're just like,
they seem lost.
Oh, let's throw these ideas we randomly have out there and they'll make some amount of money.
Well, it's cooking spaghetti, but in movies.
Yeah.
It's done, it'll stick to the wall.
It's like otherwise you're just throwing pasta to
see what happens.
Yeah.
It's really a testament to, like, if you want to see incompetence on screen, that movie. But I will say, it gave us one of the best memes of all time where, like, people review bombed it but gave it positive reviews. So the dum-dums at Sony thought that they were like, oh, we just missed our moment. So they put it back in the theaters to lose more money because it cost them more money to put it back in theaters than they made when they put it back in theaters.
Can we also say something that in recent years, the CGI as a movie has actually gone down from what it used to be?
Oh.
It's weird.
It's gotten cheesier.
Nobody's seen Avatar yet.
You think it... Well, yeah, that's the exception, but it's like a lot of the movies, like She-Hulk, for example.
I never saw the first one.
They could have...
Oh, dude, I heard She-Hulk was so bad.
They could not... The animation was horrible and the plot line was just...
Honestly, I'm surprised you haven't seen She-Hulk.
I don't watch Marvel with anything
anymore. Well, it's just, I can't even stand it because the animation's so fucking garbage.
I watched Corridor Digital, react to it, and I used to really like them, but they were saying it was, like, technically really good CG, and I was like, all right, get out of here.
Yeah, it's not good CGI. She looks more fake than the game I play, dude.
Another total dud for me was Jurassic World.
Jurassic World was...
Yeah.
That missed the mark.
I would
did
love...
Did that come out this year?
It did.
Yeah, it came out at the beginning of
this year. It came out in the beginning.
Too. I would love to go back and see Jurassic World in theaters just so I could talk through the whole movie and point out, like, everything wrong with it.
I can't believe that came out this year.
That was one of the ones where Wyatt, my little cousin, and I, well, probably shouldn't sit next to each other in theaters because if I laugh at something, it will make him laugh, but... Oh my gosh, we had such a hard time during Jurassic World because it was a packed theater and we wanted to be respectful of, like, the people around us. Also, The Northmen, I did not like it at all. People say it's gritty and subversive and all that. I say it's just not fun.
Yeah.
That's my hot take on that.
Take that, Northmen.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah.
Consider yourself told and too serious.
If you like bad fight choreography with a bunch of people pretending to be dogs and pagan rituals barking at each other, The Northmen might be for you. Two dudes fight naked in a volcano at the end.
Oh, well, you must have liked that scene.
It was a real sword and dagger affair.
I liked it, except, yeah, it was. They both die naked, too.
Oh.
And
well, that's how I want to go.
And I would have liked it more, except for the, like, stepping balls next out. To
the lava. Well, for the She-Hulk.
Skin bursting into flame.
What?
That was the other thing.
Noted.
The She-Hulk
All
series,
right.
Dude. The She-Hulk series was just forcing that lesbian agenda.
Is she gay?
I think that
No, she's not.
I thought she was. Everyone.
No, she has a love affair with Daredevil.
I was reading that all over
show.
Online was that she was gay.
No, her and Daredevil sleep together in the show.
Yeah, she's super
shit.
And they end up baiting at the end of the show.
Yeah. I read all over online that she was pushing a whole lesbian agenda and shit.
That's because the internet is pushing a lesbian
agenda. Well, she hates men, but...
That's different.
Not like that.
She'll fuck him, but she hates him.
She'll fuck
big
him.
On the cock. Not on the
big on the cock, but doesn't want to talk about it.
The rest of them's the issue.
No, yeah,
sort of from the hips up.
Essentially, my gripe with movies and shows these days, it seems like most of the animation's going down, and I think that's just because...
It is.
Computer animations are getting cheaper because they're going with cheesy animation software instead of doing stuff by scratch as they should.
Well, also,
I feel like they're rushing the movies nowadays too.
Like the Doctor Strange at the end of
2020 really fucked up.
I was like, here, hurry up,
like,
get all these movies
photoshopped on. You could tell it was dumb. So,
well, boys, that's all I got outside of music.
Yeah,
yeah.
What else happened this year?
Well,
apparently, don't ask me.
I still didn't get laid.
The Queen died. That happened.
That's true.
And we shouldn't talk about it because we fought a whole war to not have to care about their crap. Next.
It's like the meme. Ha, what happened to your queen? Ha, what happened to your towers? Fuck!
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Enjoy your monarchs being a frail old woman and a little baby.
Now you have a king that looks like he constantly has chicken pox.
Yeah, except we have a guy who has Alzheimer's and dementia.
Well, good, we can lock him in a room together.
Betty White died.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it!
The real queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died too.
That's a really sad time.
R.I.P. Betty.
Maybe the real Betty White was the golden girls we found along the way.
Respect.
Alrighty.
I wonder if she thinks Rose is a whore too.
As long as you keep Christmas in your heart, Betty White is always alive.
She did remind me of my grandma.
I wanted to talk to
her. Yeah,
she
really
did
remind me of my grandma.
Ouija board.
She talks to Betty White with a Ouija board. Maybe that should be a Halloween episode next year. We're going to try talking to Betty White with a Ouija board on Bear Attack.
Polar Bear has a rule about that. That
I do. I will straight up kick you into the snow.
Oh, fun.
And I will burn that board next to you.
He will repeatedly stomp on your...
Oh, no.
You've done it. You're doing this to yourself now.
We should edit this out.
All
right, so...
Wait, but only edit up till he says, we should
this
edit this
week
out.
On Bear Attack, we're going to talk about...
All right, so are we doing albums or songs? Albums?
Let's do albums first, because I only have one song that I care about this year.
I have way more songs than I have albums.
Well, we should do songs first, though.
Well, a new Halloweenie didn't come out this year. God. Fun fact.
I thought we were doing...
Let's do songs first, then.
We're doing songs that came out this year, not songs that we listened to this year.
Okay, that's my Wrapped. Halloween E4 came out last year.
But my second most listened to song this year is It's Dangerous Business, Going Out Your Front Door by Under Oath.
Yes.
Anyway, am I starting again?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, number 10 for songs.
Clockwise this time.
We're doing 10?
We're doing 10?
I thought we were doing 3.
Oh, I'm doing 10.
I only have one.
It's okay, I'm doing 20 albums. It's fine.
Oh, what the fuck?
Who are you? I'm going to go get a drink when Ocean comes up with albums.
All right. Break when he does his albums. Holy crap.
I'll start making dinner.
The Lost Colony by Becoming the Archetype. Very Aliens-esque concept album, and I really like it. Zombified by Falling in Reverse. It's Octane, whatever. Orphan, Color Me Valiant. It was good. Doom Switch, Make Them Suffer.
Yes.
Really good.
Love that song.
You should check out Doom Switch.
Top 3 for sure.
It was good. That's a good one.
Peacekeeper by Confessions of a Traitor. Great lyrics. Super boppy. I listened to it a lot this year. Sun Chaser by The Wise Man's Fear.
Mm.
I really feel like this is a band to watch, and the song's very different from the rest of theirs. So keep an eye on The Wise Man's Fear. Stagger by Poppy. I hated the Stagger EP, and I was like, I hate Poppy now. I don't like anything she does. And then the last song, Stagger, played, and I was like, oh, this is super good.
Never mind.
I'm a little bit fine with Poppy now.
I was talking with Poppy with my friend Jordan, and he's like, I don't hate FYB, but it does feel like an angry, like, goth feminist screaming at me. And I was like, that is 100%. What FYB sounds like.
It's because it is.
Yeah. So that's Poppy. Number 3, We Won't Make the Same Mistakes by Before Their Eyes featuring Hotel Books.
Yes.
Most unique, wild song I've heard this year. Sam sent it to me yesterday. I've been listening to it nonstop since then.
It's so good.
Did you listen to it on the way down here?
I did. It was like the first song I put on for him.
Yeah,
after we finished up Forever.
He was like, you have to hear this. I'm going to...
Kanye.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's strong. Not from 2022, though.
No. Yeah, he was so like
classic hip hop.
He was like, I'm showing this to Oceans when we drive up tomorrow. Yeah.
It was interesting.
It's like kind of emo, kind of screamo, kind of metalcore, kind of bro step, kind of hotel books, spoken word. It's a lot of things.
It's a whole lot crammed into less than 3 minutes.
Yep. It feels important to me too. Like the lyrics are like,
it says a lot too.
Yeah. The End by Fit for a King. It's a song about when his wife, like, what'd she have, Garrett? Like a
brain surgery.
Like a stroke or something like that. And so he wrote it while his wife was potentially dying. And so the lyrics are just like crazy hard there. But then the chorus hits and I legitimately didn't see it coming. So yeah, it's very good. And number one, I'm breaking the rules with my number one, but Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush because Stranger Things, and it's incredible.
Well done, sir.
Glad you didn't say Master of Puppets.
Yeah, no, not Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets.
Running Up That Hill. And that's my top 10 songs for 2022.
Nice.
Well, my top three songs are number three, Broken by The Devil Wears Prada.
Nice.
I find that a really heartfelt, heavy song that's not necessarily heavy.
Yeah.
And then
I mean, it's got tons of harsh vocals in it, like screaming.
But it's so good.
Yeah, it is. No,
I can't wait to see it live. Number two is going to be In the Other Side by Fit for a King. Because yes. I just absolutely love it and for what it means for when Ryan Kirby did write it. But then also just the breakdown at the end of the song is just so heavy. Yeah. I can't help but bop to it every single time.
They said that when they were releasing the album that they weren't going to shy away from like the deathcore stuff. Like because they always like kiss it and then like back away from it. And yeah, breakdowns like that really show that they just went for it.
Yes. And then my number one song is also my most listened to song on my Wrapped from my Apple Music is Watchtower by The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Nicely done.
That song is still so heavy and still never gets old. I don't think I ever skip it when it plays.
It wasn't on my list just because I didn't do my list by what I listened to the most. And it will come up again. The song will come up again. But it was my most listened to song of 2022.
Yeah.
Including all the songs like that haven't come out this year.
Well, mine is just because it was also the most listened, but two, but it's also my favorite song. And I still think it's my favorite song of the year.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that.
All right, so I'm going to have a couple honorable mentions here. First one is New Order by The Gloom in the Corner. Such a heavy banger. Cancer by The Devil Wears Prada.
Nice.
Yes. That was like, what the...
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
I wonder what people who don't know the like backstory to that song think of it, because I heard the story before I heard the song. But it's like one of his friend of his, or like someone he looked up to passed away. His first thought was he was like hoping it was cancer and that the guy didn't like kill himself or OD. And then the song's about how like messed up that thought is, but at the same time understandable.
Yeah, Substance by Demi Lovato. That was a good one.
I slept on Demi Lovato. I have to check her out.
Who's Demi Lovato?
She was in Sunny with a Chance.
Oh!
Yeah.
She's the little black girl, right?
Yep.
Excellent.
Promise Me by We Came as Romans. That album was so emotional.
Wait, it's a great album.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't Promise... Not Promise You.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Promise Me is from Cold Like War.
Right. Top...
They just make a lot of promises, them Romans.
Top like three. Them. Doom Switch by Make Them Suffer.
Yeah!
Midnight Eternal by Dayseeker.
I know you're just like stuffed up, but it sounds like you're getting emotional about to cry.
Oh, that's fun.
Dayseeker hits.
And then...
dare I say, slaps.
Yes. It's emotional, too.
Dare I Cry slaps.
Oh, man, this is hard. Let the Colors Fade to Gray by Red Handed Denial.
Mm. Oh.
So you had me listen to Red Handed Denial.
Oh, man.
Once this year, and anytime I listen to anything heavy, Red Handed Denial comes up like five songs in a row.
This is your favorite like, band, right?
I didn't say I love them this much.
I know. I feel that. I forgot to put Father Said in my top 10. It probably goes in there somewhere.
It's a good song.
That song off of the Red Handed Denial album is, yeah.
A banger.
Yes.
Yeah, good album.
I think Garrett's texting or posting on Instagram, but I feel like he's just taking a bit of Nate.
It's like, how many times does he touch his nose in the span of a minute?
But who's counting?
It itches. Who's counting?
Is that all?
Here's the counter. That's it.
That's
it.
Cool.
Yeah,
Kevin.
That's like when I do videos. I have a Twitch in a second.
I have a top seven. Most people won't know. Any of my but for my top number one, I'm gonna start from one and go down. For my top one artist of the year,
We're doing songs.
Oh, we're doing songs. Oh. Okay. Well, anyways, that's the Tweekas, and their song is Can Can.
The Tweekas.
Yeah. My number two.
Maybe.
Where's my number two is Sicko Mode and Ruler, and the song is Too Hot.
Same.
And then my number three. Ah, crap.
Number three is Uber Eats.
My number three is Killshot by Dax.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
My number four is Anger Fist Boomstick, because it's a hilarious song.
I'm drawn in by the name.
That sounds good.
My number five is Parkway Drive Darker Still.
Hell yes!
What a classic Ocean.
I didn't put any Parkway Drive on my list because they got a whole episode.
That song has literally been stuck in my head for 2 months, though.
My number six is Sam Smith Unholy.
Oh, so, well done.
And then my number seven is Illinium Worst Day.
Huh?
Which is kind of a sad, happy song.
You're lucky I didn't put anything with Courtney LaPlante on this list, because she did some shit.
Mm. Yeah, that's my number seven songs.
Two Spirit Box songs were in my top five most listened to songs this year, too. But they were from last year.
Yeah, that was my top album last year.
Yeah.
Eternal Blue?
Yeah.
I've never agonized over not putting an album in top three as much as I did that album. And in hindsight, I'm kind of, I don't know.
They're playing, and like their tickets sold out, and then they came back, and I was just like, fuck, it's a Monday, nobody can go, I don't want to go by myself.
Eternal Blue is one of the best albums I've ever heard.
Unfortunately, it came out the same year as Horrorwood.
And Horrorwood is the best album I've ever heard. Rescue and Restore Can Eat Its Heart Out.
Oh, another honorable mention for song, Ancestry.
Isn't it the website where you send them your spit and they tell you who
you're into? I don't want to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think you're thinking of 23andMe.
Oh.
Ancestry is just like legal documents.
That's stupid.
I think a song I'd say for an honorable mention from my list is Glitch Also by Parkway Drive. I like Glitch a lot.
Yeah.
Glitch was a good one.
Parkway.
Glitch was very high up there.
That album gave me a fucking headache because I couldn't figure out where to put it.
I did.
Glitch feels like a slur for people who have like Tourette's or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't, man. I didn't put any Parkway Drive on either list because we gave them a whole episode not too long ago. So.
I agree.
And now the moment I've all been waiting for. What's your number one?
Your one and only.
I added two, actually.
Oh.
Can I say, though, that my favorite artist move of the year was that Florida Georgia Line called it quits?
Oh.
They're done?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Thank God.
Whatever will we do?
Have a good culture in America again.
I still don't listen to country, so I don't care.
They were so bad.
Spencer Charnas was on a country song.
Respect.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I actually listened to more country this year than I have almost at any other point in my life where I wasn't forced to.
I did too.
And that's Polar Bear's fault.
And I'm happy about it.
He's smiling very, very satisfied.
So, I'm going to say that I picked two more songs.
Okay.
Ooh.
So my number three is Stubborn Pride from Zach Brown Band. He put out a new album this year.
God, that show was so boring. Sorry.
Did you do his show?
He worked at Chase Field. Oh, I was in a coma.
I was like, I don't think he had a show. Okay.
I don't know if like it's all country, but there was like no stage movement. They were just there playing their banjos and shit. And I'm like, dude, I'm so bored. Every song sounds the same.
I don't know. I don't really go to country concerts.
We listen to
I'm not quite sure what to do, because if the movement takes me, if I just like punch some cowboy, it's gonna be a real problem.
Yeah, the kind of music that Bear Attack is built around is a little bit more obnoxious than most.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could go to a country concert, because I mean, when do you mosh,
right? I mean, whenever someone looks at your girl wrong,
I suppose the question is, when don't you mosh at a Zac Brown concert?
Right.
My number two song is Riptide
from Beartooth. Beartooth. Okay, yeah. That's catchy as shit, too.
Good one.
Why are you pointing your finger at me, Garrett?
Why are you pointing
it? Because I sent that to him a couple weeks ago, and he's like, I still haven't listened to it.
Here's the thing about Nate and Beartooth. You're going to hound him for a year and a half to listen to it.
I don't know why, because I like Beartooth. I just, yeah.
Their last album, I
had you and I immediately fell in love with it, and we had to get him to listen to it.
And he, like, wouldn't.
Oh, I know why I didn't listen to this, because the album art is teal.
Oh, shut your face.
Who cares about the album art?
It's all blue to me, dog. I'm colorblind.
Oh, I'm really liking this. I don't know. I always like
you are so late to the game, bro.
I always like it, but yeah, it's I don't know. It's
so
just,
late
don't
to
ever
the game.
Listen to it.
So yeah, Riptide by Beartooth. So good. And my number one song is We Won't Make the Same Mistakes.
Yeah!
So good.
I hope Caleb Shomo doesn't hate me.
How do we feel about Miracle?
On 24th Street?
Oh,
I think it's a great movie.
A Day to Remember.
A Day to Remember.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's so good.
God, I need a fucking miracle.
You know, when they released that single, I was really hopeful that an album would be announced, and it hasn't yet, so I don't know if they're just keeping
They're trying to fix the problem they had with the last one.
Which was nothing.
When there was nothing wrong with the last one.
Yeah. How does it feel
That's
to be wrong?
That's not how most fans feel, though. I agree. Your Welcome is great. I think it's a fantastic
I don't hate it either. It's just different.
It's just a summer banger. Man, that's what it
that's
is.
That's right. It's for your beach parties.
Dude, the first time I listened to it, I went down to, like, there's a gutter, like a storm drain down here that, like, a bunch of skaters put ramps and stuff in, and I took my, this sounds so homeschooled, but I took my Ripstick down there and I listened to Your Welcome. It's a memory, it's a core memory.
I love it.
It's one of the yellow ones from Inside Out.
Because You're Welcome, straight rips.
I literally cried.
With the Ripstick.
Took the Ripstick. Jumps and say, I'm listening to Welcome.
Yep. grabbed a monster at the Circle K next door.
There you go.
Dude, high school all over again.
Corman.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're good with songs?
Songs.
That's songs.
Let's
That's songs.
Move into the monster category for me. Nate, go ahead and start.
All right. Albums.
Best monster of the year.
The only category that matters.
Or the one with the mermaid on it.
So, for the songs and albums, I didn't put anything on the list that I put on the other list, which is... why they're so different, I guess, and
diversity.
Why Watchtower didn't make it onto the songs, because it has a more important
There was
place.
No mention of Demon Hunter, I almost, like, freaked out for a second.
So, number 10, one that I did not have on my radar, a band I didn't ever think I would really care to listen to again, but Epica, The Alchemy Project.
Oh.
Holy, I'm just going to say it, holy shit.
Nice.
There was a time when Nate talks almost exclusively about Epica.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But they, like, broke up and that... No, it was Delane. Never mind.
I was... that was Delane. I was forced to listen to a lot of that kind of stuff from one of our friends. And then when he and I stopped being
broke
friends,
up.
I just couldn't, like... I don't know. I just didn't care anymore. But, no.
Reasonable.
The Alchemy Project, do not sleep on it. It is one of Epica's heaviest offerings. And it's... There's some songs that just don't even sound like Epica on it. It's amazing.
I'm in. You've talked me into it, so...
I Run With Wolves by Manifest. I have a soft spot for Manifest. It's not a great album, but if you kind of like something more in the like Linkin Park-esque kind of vein, it's good.
Not as strong as a sales pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, we are still in the bottom.
That should probably be number 10. The Alchemy Project's better.
Those two.
Yeah.
You had a lot more nice things to say about Epica.
Yeah. Pain Split, Plead the Widow's Cause. I listened to an interview... And so I checked out the album, and it's really different.
I don't even know who that is.
It's a they're like one of the real Christian metal bands.
That's why I don't know who it is.
Yeah, not like Fit for a King, where they say they're like one of them's Christian, and yeah, I don't know what Fit for a King's deal is, but not to throw shade at the guys at Fit. They seem like really cool dudes. I'm fans of all of them, but
also we have questions.
But yeah,
contact us on Instagram. Slide into our DMs if you want to come on the show and talk about it.
Tuck, get tucked. Let's have it out. I don't know. A Eulogy for Those Still Here Counterparts.
That was good.
What can I say? Every Counterpart song sounds like a Counterpart song, but
yep.
A Eulogy for Those Still Here is the most counterparty Counterparts album I've ever heard.
A strong brand, is what you're saying.
It's Counterparts.
It's hard to put down. I listened to the whole thing in one go, and I was headbanging the whole way through.
Is it sad that I can probably guess what his top two are, but we'll get there.
Church Close 4 by Lecrae. I did not expect to like it nearly as much as I did.
You'll never guess.
And I liked it. Social Club Misfits. What was that album called? I don't have it in my notes.
Give me a second.
I listened to that for 2 seconds and went, nope.
I didn't listen to it, but I'm interested.
Dude, you would love it.
You would love it.
I've never heard of Surfer Club Misfits. So.
You've never?
Oh, you would love them.
Okay.
You should like listen Christian to hip-hop. Everyone loves a comeback story.
Can we listen to it?
Everyone loves it. And I did love the comeback
story. It was a comeback story, that's for sure.
Like Kim Kardashian.
It sounds the way peach tea tastes when you're driving with your windows down.
Oh, I'm so in.
Yes, it's very good. This one's a bit of a loophole, but...
Everyone loves a comeback story.
The deluxe edition came out this year, so that's why it's on here. Lost in a Wave by Landmarks.
Love Landmarks. Landmarks.
Landmarks. His voice is, like, so emotional, and it cracks in the best way when he screams, and it's like...
So good.
Yeah. So I played a ton of that this year. Oh, yeah. Exile by one of my favorite bands ever, Demon Hunter. I have a tattoo. I'm a diehard fan. The deluxe edition.
Is this number three?
This is number three.
Okay, I know what at least number two is.
There was a bunch of... my version of the album has two bonus songs on it and a bunch of like interludes that like have the album concept in it. And it was really, really cool to have all that extra content. And
they gave a special album for the people who still listen to Demon Hunter.
Yeah. I also got a comic book with it.
They're really yanking your chain out there.
For Sam.
I tried so hard to listen to Exile, and I'm just like, it all sounds the same.
Say what you want about Demon Hunter.
The people who still listen to Demon Hunter was like, I listen to Demon Hunter. Oh, okay.
they have the most dedicated fan base of any band out there. Except for maybe 21 Pilots. I don't know, those people are crazy.
I mean, they have a whole story, a whole lore.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to read into and I gave up.
All right.
Straight up.
My number two was number one for almost the entire year, but Color Decay by The Devil Wears Prada.
So I thought that was going to be one for sure.
Oh, man. Such a good album. Watchtower was my most listened to song of the whole year. I kept spinning it, and all the other songs are almost as good. So it's... If I were to rate the album, I think I would give it a 9 out of 10. It's a
That's high praise.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. And my
just wait till the 10 of 10 album comes.
It would have been number one, except for my number one album. I just couldn't stop playing. I would listen to it every night. I wasn't able to fall asleep because I was listening to it. Imago by Space of Variations.
Nice.
Unlike anything I've ever heard, I would have totally slept on it if. Panda Bear hadn't pointed it out to me, and so thank you for that. And it's spacey, it's heavy,
and you get to go see it live.
It's absolutely bucking bananas. It makes no sense, and I love it. That's my albums of the year.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Care Bear.
Well, I don't have a top 10 because I was told to only do top 3, so that's fine. What I prepared for.
I'm doing 20, sorry. So I'll make up the difference.
You can make up the difference. All right, so my number 3 is Lost in the Waves, Deluxe Edition by Landmarks.
Yeah!
I actually discovered them this year, so I'm late to the game on how talented
they are. Those French bastards.
But I would say like the Deluxe Edition has been by far my favorite because I love not only their studio recordings, but their live editions are so good too because you could just hear just the cracks in his voice.
You hear the great guitars like,
and I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, I just want to like listen to them live. Like Visage is one of my favorite songs. Especially when it starts out all like that French like slow undertone and then just gets heavy at the end. So good.
He sounds like
you can taste the Napoleon.
Yes you can.
The lyrics are so just emotionally heavy, and he sounds completely unhinged, so it's like perfect. And I actually, Garrett's the one who turned me on to, I knew who they were before then, but I would not have listened to the album if he hadn't sent me one of the songs. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is another band that I recently rediscovered, actually, because I kind of gave up on them in their older albums, but The Collapse by Secrets.
It's a good one.
That one is a banger. And it's so emotionally heavy that I was like, I instantly became hooked to it and just have listened to it. It's actually one of my most listened to albums of the year. So that was up there for me. And number one, goes without saying, to me, it's a 10 out of 10. It's Color Decay from Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
I think they have just gotten, they're like fine wine. The older they've gotten, the older they are, the better they've gotten.
I have thoughts, but I'll get to that.
And I love Color Decay. I'm so excited to see them in a couple months. I'm so stoked to see like just their transition. I think the whole band just shows, kind of like Oxbridge Red, like they've all been together for a long time. And they just show how good they are. And this album, to me, I think just came out at like the perfect time. Because it has been just a ripping album. And for me, never gets old. I don't know why. It gets played at the gym I work at all the time, too. We play it, and never gets old. Yeah, our gym that I work at is a heavy metal gym.
Oh, bitching. I wish I had one of those.
We play metal all the time. If I listen to
Taylor Swift anymore, I'm going
to... We had a meeting. We decided our brand is the metal gym.
It's a...
Man, it's the metal gym.
It's just such a put-together offering. There's like, I don't know, it's just very mature songwriting. And they've been doing it forever, and they've really... I think that they really push themselves to do better every album, and yeah. Color Decay is just something else.
Definitely a special album from Devil Wears Prada.
Nice.
I'm just saying the Zombie EP.
That's a legit one, too.
Did you listen to Zombie 2?
I like Dead Throne.
Dead Throne's one of the best, too. Devil Wears Prada is one of my top.
They're a stand-up band.
No, we all know how I feel about Prada, but this album kind of changed my mind a little.
See, here's the thing is I'm wearing Devil Wears Prada pants. I don't even like them. I don't even like the Devil Wears Prada. I do like the Devil Wears Prada, but I've seen them live twice, and I was not impressed. But yeah. I want to see them again, because I feel like these new songs, I didn't see them. I saw them before The Act came out last time, and I feel like the new songs would probably hit different.
The only time I've ever seen Devil Wears Prada live was at a Warped Tour, and the guy next to me was like trying to go for a high jump record and was like pushing off of me and screaming every word to their songs. And I was like, dude, I came to hear them, not you. Could you just politely and respectfully fuck off?
Their song, The Sailor's Prayer, was one of the first songs I could ever scream along to.
Well done.
Since I'm going last, Kevin, go next.
Oh, okay. I actually only have two albums, as I'm more of a, I pick songs.
All right, Ocean's, your brother's going to make up for all of us.
Can you guess who's Gen Z in this crowd? No.
You're lucky I deleted the rest of my list. I had Gen Z. Whole deal.
This band is definitely not a Gen Z considered band, nor would a lot of people in my generation think they'd listen to them.
Styx.
But Scorpions.
Oh.
And their newest album that they came out
with. You like
that? They're still alive?
Good guess. Yeah. It was Styx.
They still make new music?
They just made a new album called Out Goes the Lights, and it's very emotional.
Nice.
Their songs are very emotional.
I tried, dude. I was bored.
I liked it. It's just me.
I didn't know they were
still
alive.
It's the effort that counts.
Comment below. Is that Out Goes the Lights boring or emotional?
And then my number two,
boring.
Which I know you're going to be like, whatever, is Hollywood Undead's Hotel California.
I did not hate it.
I thought it was fun.
I thought it was pretty good.
I think it was an interesting album, and I think it actually goes back to their swan song album. Instead of,
I wouldn't go that far.
I think it's a lot better than the Empire and the Five album they made.
Five was good,
but I think it's better than that. I think that album reminds me more of their swan song.
Whatever It Takes is like the greatest Hollywood Undead song ever.
Well, yeah.
Are they the band that sings Bullet?
Well, that's not true. Yes. That's not true, Sam. The greatest Hollywood Dead song that everybody fucking knows.
Bullet?
No, not, well, that too, but is Everywhere I Go.
Everywhere
I Go.
I've heard people sing a song and they're like, what band is that song? And I'm like, how do you know the song and not know the band?
The song outgrew them.
No, that's
Ask
true.
Ask Polar Bear, that happens all the time.
What?
What's you know it? Songs, not bands.
That's fair.
Constantly.
But yeah, those are my two albums of bands I could pick. I have a lot of songs from many different artists that are probably off great albums.
Yeah.
But anyways, off to
Polar Bear.
That's me.
Indeed.
You only have one album or do you have three?
I have three.
Yay.
You'll never guess them.
No,
Florida, Georgia.
You're a book of mystery.
I actually mean you probably will never guess them.
probably not.
My number three is The Comeback by Zac Brown Band.
Oh. I would not have guessed that.
I would have. He likes weird things.
I do
country.
I do weirdly love country.
He loves country.
Your dad's from a small town in Tennessee. You got the redneck built in.
And mom's from Texas. So.
You got that country in your blood.
My second is also country, but it's country that you two like. And it's called, it's actually an EP. It's Songs to Keep You Warm by Flatland with Calvary.
They put out a thing?
They put out a new song. A new EP.
Did you know about that? I didn't know about that.
I like them. I don't follow them.
Songs to Keep You Warm. Is it a Christmas album?
Yeah. Really?
It's just an album album. Well, it's an EP album.
That's a good name for a Christmas album.
It would be, yeah.
Songs to Keep You Warm.
Where were we? Where were you when they were branding this?
Is there a campfire on the album?
No, it's a couple on a under a blanket. On
ooh,
couch.
I want to be
that's
part of that.
Some steamy core shit right there.
So is it?
No, well, no, it's not a campfire, but it is in a like a hearth.
Oh, it's next to a fire.
It is.
Do you and your Mrs. Polar Bear listen to that album at night?
Jazz hands, anybody?
No, we listen exclusively to grindcore when we go to sleep.
Oh my god.
Not Marvin Gaye?
No, it's a little too soft for us.
They're just blasting Lorna Shore as they're getting it on. I'm like, god.
Gross.
Those songs are long.
Could be worse.
Your stamina must be pretty impressive.
Well, some people run. Other people.
A slow start. It takes
a while.
Worse.
It could be infinite.
We're a slow burn, you know? My number one of the year is, I'm sorry, I'm dying.
No, dying? There can't be two of us dying.
Dark Bloom.
Yes!
Wow.
It's so good.
I did not see that coming.
I did not either. I struggled with that one, because it's not as good as Cold Like War.
I listened so to it good. Like,
I like it better than Cold as War.
I listened to it twice while I was playing Call of Duty Zombies.
I feel like I listened to it a lot. And it didn't even crack my top 10 of my rap.
Wow.
Well, it did come out more recently.
That's fair.
It did. Like, it came out in October. And I'm like, how am I supposed to rank it if I only have, like, a week to listen to
it? It'd be hard to dethrone Ash Nico and the band Camino for me.
The song Dark Bloom is one of the
do you
best.
Like the original or the one with Brand of Sacrifice better? I think
I like the original.
Really?
I like the one with Brand of Sacrifice.
That shit hits.
Do you? That's funny, because you, like, can't get into Brand of Sacrifice.
I can't get into him, but when he features on songs, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I like their old band, The After Image, better.
They're actually going on tour with We Car and Era.
But, no, the Brand of Sacrifice one is good, but I actually think the original hits harder just because there's more space for the heavy parts, whereas the Brand of Sacrifice one, it's, like, any kind of, like, space in the song is, like, replaced with, like... Or like...
Fair.
Fair. That's fair.
So.
Alrighty, you know.
But no, Dark Bloom's great. I love We Came as Romans.
Nice. Dark Bloom. I'm going to start with a dud.
Alright, Oceans, I have an idea. Since
I'm just going to run through
them.
Since
we had 10,
I'm not gonna
3, 2, and 3. If you're going to stop to talk about one, it can only be in your top 10. You have to lightning
that's fine.
Down the bottom 10.
Yeah, I'm just going to bottom.
And we will
down.
Only ooh and ah, we won't stop you.
Okay, that's fine.
And
starting with a dud, Architects album sucked.
What?
It was bad. It was bad.
I liked it.
Yeah, but not as good as it could have been.
Number 20, an album I would not have listened to had Polar Bear not mentioned it, Upon a Burning Body.
Yeah!
Hey. Wow. That was quite the peak.
Number 19, excited. Wind Waker. So good.
I don't think I heard that one.
Number 18, Motionless in White.
Okay.
Really?
Not as good as Horrorwood, but in the same vein.
Interesting.
Number 17, Becoming the Archetype.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was between that and Demon Hunter. I had to pick and choose. Number 16, Papa Roach.
No.
Shit was catchy as fuck.
Oh, I forgot about that album.
I left junior high behind a long time ago.
That was a really good album.
Hey.
Number 15, Wolves at the Gate.
Yes.
Yeah. That's top 20 for me.
Number 14, an album that was previously mentioned, Secrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did I live through this year? Because I feel like I heard all these things and thought they were last year.
It's been a long
you're
year.
You're just a year behind everybody. Don't worry. You're all good.
Secrets. I remember Upon a Burning Body put out the new album, and I'm the one who told you about it.
I would not have listened to it. Number 13, Sabaton.
Ooh. Oh yeah, that was a good album.
That was a good album.
The History Edition.
I just don't care about World War II.
So good.
That History Edition's awesome. I had to put it on my Spotify.
Yeah.
Spoken word. This album gave me a fucking headache, and I didn't have it anywhere near the top 20, but then it got stuck in my head. Parkway Drive Darker Still is 12.
Mm. Yeah, I'd give it in my top 20.
There are really shitty songs on it that I fucking detest, but...
Yeah.
But it has that absolute banger, If a God Can Bleed.
God, I will smack your c*** right now. Number 11 is Fit for a King.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number 10... Okay, I could speak now. Space right. of Variations.
I don't think you stopped anyway, so.
I would have had it higher, but I listened to it like twice more, and I'm like, man, a lot of this runs together. I don't know. Mm. There were just other albums that like stuck out more.
That's a fair criticism.
Number 9, Fit for an Autopsy.
Nope.
Really?
Nah.
I want to like them.
But I got don't. I got to fist bump the singer. It was great.
Hey.
And he hasn't washed his hands since.
That explains
so much. Oh.
I was there for it. I witnessed the magical moment.
Nice.
Maid came a little.
Ew. As the guy we was can't talking believe to his parents that. Was walking past, he just gave a quick little fist.
Well, sure we can, because he did it with his...
Fuck you.
That would have been better.
Number 8. My surprise album of the year, a band I've never fucking heard of.
Ooh.
Flatland Calorie.
The Gloom in the Corner.
Still haven't heard of them.
I think I
sent it to you.
No, I've definitely heard Gloom in the Corner.
Slacker.
I've never heard of them.
Dude, I can't keep up with all the bands.
Yeah, the album's called Trinity. They have all kinds of features, like Ryo, formerly of Crystal Lake, is on there.
Yeah, they're like...
Yeah,
Tom Barber's on there. Lauren Bavick's on there.
Yeah, wow. I've heard this band.
We'll get... There's more Lauren Bavick to come, actually.
Yes.
They're stupid heavy.
Yeah. I'll have to play it for you on the
Dummy
way.
Dummy thick.
I'll have to play it for you on the way back.
Okay.
Number 7, We Came as Romans.
Dark yeah. Moon.
Yep. Number 6, I Prevail, True Power.
It was good.
Respect.
Ooh. Not as good as Trauma, but good.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure that Trauma is the peak of there.
If you like I Prevail, then you like I Prevail.
I was really hoping for True Power to be better.
Yeah, I thought for sure it was going to be Album of the Year, and that it wasn't. Number 5, a band that I fucking can't believe I enjoyed. Electric Callboy.
Nice.
That is the weirdest one
really?
In the world for me that you
the band that. I recommend, you have it at number 5?
Nice word.
That, I fucking couldn't stop playing it.
I actually recommended something you actually like for once? Holy
man,
shit.
You are really maturing as a content consumer.
Such an immature album.
I love it.
That's no. their whole gig.
No, I, I really enjoy Hurricane off of that album.
Here I am.
No, I'm curious. No, Spaceman came out, and that shit was like in my head.
That was the song I first sent you, and I was figured you guys.
I listened to
it
before you sent it to me.
I hate
did
that
you really?
Song.
Wow, look at that.
Oh. I follow a lot of YouTube guys that listen to songs.
There was another band that just sent you. You said you liked
it. I think all the YouTube guys you follow listen to songs.
I'm a spaceman, have a rocket on my back. I'm a spaceman, I'm raving like a maniac. It's shit. I hate it.
Hey, but then it goes into hardcore German rap.
That's true. It's a good album.
It's like when Parkway Drive did that collab with Casper on...
What was that? I just sent you someone, too, that you liked. Northbound, I think?
North Lane, yeah.
We're changing him.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to that.
I've seen North. My first metal show, North Lane, played.
Number 4. Oh, God. We're getting weird now. Demi Lovato. Holy fuck. First time, that was like a shock.
Is that the name of the album?
Yeah.
I think it's, is it spelled with a V? Or
yeah,
a v?
It is.
Yeah.
Respect.
But that, like, so many songs.
That's
like,
appropriating Norwegian culture.
Agreed.
So many songs, like, it from front to back, like, catching
his
fuck.
Out there somewhere, someone
welcome
will
to
hear
pop
this
artists.
And get that joke.
Last one, I swear. Last and only one. Number 3, Color Decay, The Devil Wears Prada.
Hey! Yay!
I just can't. Prada's a weird band for me. I'm like, I've seen them live. I have a dislike, but that was a good album.
I really did not.
A grudging number 3.
I really did not think it would make your top 3. I didn't think it. I was worried about it making
your top
10.
I didn't either. It was flip flopping. I had it at number 2 for a while.
That's how good the album is. Panda Bear put it in his top 10.
Yeah, and y'all know, if you've listened to the podcast before, how I feel about Prada.
And if that means you haven't listened to him yet, better.
Better.
Number 2, an album that came out in November, so I didn't have a lot of time, but talk about emotional as fuck. Dayseeker, Dark Sun.
Mm, yeah. Oh. Dayseeker gets you in the feels.
Midnight Eternal had me bawling.
Oh, I gotta listen to it now.
that the song?
I've heard songs.
Is that the song I had to skip because it was too slow?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was Conquer Divide, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I listened to a good three or four from
it. And my number one, one of Lauren Bavick's many projects, Red-Handed Denial.
Cool. Yeah. Is that Lauren Bavick?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually did not know that.
Yep.
She goes heavy.
Oh, I like it that much more now.
I actually have a physical, that's the only physical CD I bought this year. Hmm. Other than the Scion, because they put that out.
Finally. Did you just want her album art? Is that why you bought the album?
No, she's super dykey.
No, so? She's yummy. Well,
she's
I have a type.
You do. You do.
I like the girls. I like the girls I could never have. I don't think so.
Right. So all of
her
them?
Jeans are pretty tight.
I actually want to throw
you can tuck
something in here. It's not as much of a top song or a top album. It's a top what the fuck song that I just never knew existed. Or I think I've heard it before.
Did Montano send it to you? Because that
no, no one sent it to you. It was on my For You's list. It was Oingo Boingo.
Nice.
That sounds like
But it wasn't Dead Man's Party.
No.
It was Little Girls.
Yikes.
And I've never heard the song before. And now that I've heard it and seen the video, I'm like, how the fuck did this get past producers and countless people?
Is it as bad as it sounds?
Yes! It's horrible!
Have you heard it?
Have you not heard this song?
No, I listen to a lot of stuff.
Girl, if I showed it to Bob, she'd have a heart attack because she loves them. This song
feel
is
feel like
horrible.
It's my duty.
Must be bad because one of your top songs was called Boomsticks.
Some of it sticks.
Okay.
Like Ash Nico?
No.
Banger.
Boomsticks is funny. This song, not funny. This song is like full on creeper status.
Can't be any worse than Lorna Shore.
Yes, it can be.
Oh, yes, it can be.
Yes, it can be, Sam. I will show you after. It's so bad, I'm not going to play
the
podcast.
The band that Born of Osiris was before they rebranded is worse than Lorna Shore in every way.
That was my top what the fuck song of the year.
But anyway, we're an hour and 15 in, and I think we're out of categories. So
I do have one album dud.
Okay.
From a band I actually like a lot. Norma Jean's Death Rattle Sing For Me.
It was terrible.
I could not understand it at all. And I think Garber liked it, so.
He listened to it.
I wanted to hear
it. I wouldn't give it my top 10, but I would say it's in my top 20, but.
I'll try listening to it on a.
I mean, you still listen to Demon Hunter, and I listen to Norma Jean.
Yeah, but
have other things.
Well, I like Norma Jean.
I don't.
But you like Death Rattle Sing For Me? It just didn't sound like music to me.
You've obviously never heard Infinite Annihilator.
No, I have.
That is awful.
I like it, I was like, more.
Oh my god, and that's just fucking noises. That's like noisecore.
No, when I practice vocals, I usually play a couple Norma Jean songs.
I have too many WTF songs to pick a top.
Yeah. Oh no, trust me, I have a lot of those. It's just, I've heard the tune of the song, and for the longest time, I was like, oh, this is probably just some song. I just never don't know the name of. And then Oingo Boingo comes up, and I'm like, Little Girls, what the fuck? So I play the song because you're just curious, and then I'm like, oh.
Never do it just because you're curious.
Dude, it was just there, and I'm like, it's from so many years ago, and you're like.
This is how you end up with M&M's up your nose.
It was just like, wow. Whoa.
There's going to be a lot of editing in this.
Don't worry, I'll show you after the podcast.
All right,
yeah.
I think we wrap this up with a top wrap up. Oceans, wrap us up.
What?
Wrap us up like a Christmas present.
I don't know what
to do. It. Put a bow on it.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media. We love you guys. Email us if you want to. And this has been Veritech. Bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to Veritech. We'll talk to you later. See you. Bye. Way better.